Welcome to the Whitaker Report, where we take a close look at the art and science of economic development. I'm your host, Dean Whitaker, President and CEO of Whitaker Associates. In each episode, we introduce you to leaders in the world of economic development. We speak with members of economic development community to provide you with insight into the best and next practices in the profession. In this episode, we have as our guest, Kate Engel. Kate is the Executive Director of the Nebraska Innovation Campus Development Corporation. Kate's primary responsibility is to supervise the NIDC staff, direct business operations, grow the roster of private businesses and university entities at the NIC. She leads infrastructure planning and development, client services, marketing, as well as manages relationships with the commercial developers and other entities that may build or operate facilities at the NIC. Kate joined the NIC in 2011 to assist with the establishment of operations and marketing for the public-private research campus before its 2012 groundbreaking. Most recently, Kate was Director of Strategic Partnerships and Communications. In that role, she assisted the past executive director with recruitment and retention in marketing and public relations, space build-out, workforce development, and resource programs for the NIC private and public sector partners. Kate grew up on a farm near Red Oak, Iowa. She holds a bachelor's in fine arts from Nebraska Wesleyan University and master's of arts in management and from Duane University, a master's of science in leadership from UNL, and a graduate certificate in public relations and social media from UNL's College of Journalism and Mass Communication. Please join me as we welcome Kate Engel to the Whitaker Report podcast.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for joining us today. We're delighted to have you as part of our conversation, and we're eager and anxious to learn more about the Nebraska Innovation Campus. And could you maybe tell us a little more about the campus, what it is, and how it got started, and why you do it?
Absolutely. Thanks, Dean. Thanks for having me on your podcast. So honored to be here. So Nebraska Innovation Campus is designed to facilitate new and in-depth partnerships between the University of Nebraska and private sector businesses. We're located here in Lincoln, Nebraska, and our campus is adjacent to the University of Nebraska Lincoln campus. And that really strategically provides organizations that are located on Innovation Campus with the access to research facilities, faculty, and students. So we're ultimately building a place where talent wants to be, a place that talent is drawn to because of the unique opportunities, resources, partnerships, facilities, events, and programs that the campus creates, encourages, and offers. So currently to date, we have 570,000 square feet of constructed facilities. And those facilities include office space, a really remarkable makerspace, a conference center, local coffee shop, a teaching and research hotel. We have lab space, pilot plant space, and also greenhouse space currently. So our next project that we're really excited about that's coming out of the ground is the first phase of a USDA ARS National Center for Resilient and Regenerative Precision Agriculture. So this center will be home to a world-leading research and development teams in ag tech, precision agriculture, and other areas critical to the future of ag innovation. The first phase of the project is going to include the construction of a greenhouse and head house. So we've started moving dirt on that project and are really looking forward to working through that. I'm also really proud to share that Nebraska Innovation Campus is currently home to over 70 companies, and those companies include both private businesses and University of Nebraska entities, and we welcome companies of all sizes. So the companies that are located here on the campus are called NIC Partners. And they are leasing space, and they're a mix of startups, medium-sized companies, and larger companies. And really, the diverse mix of those companies located on the campus is what we believe creates and builds that culture of innovation and creativity that you'll find here. Another thing that our team really focuses on is the placemaking efforts that foster connections here on the campus. So we spend a lot of time thinking about how do we create spaces, places, programs, and events that encourage unplanned conversations and creative collisions. And the campus really allows for our partners and our and guests to be immersed in a collaborative environment and an innovative culture that's really filled with a creative energy. So one of my favorite things to do is kind of walk through our hallways, and you'll see students working on a project and companies working on maybe having a meeting or having different types of projects. And there's just this great energy as you walk through those spaces. So the campus really is intentionally designed to have an environment that promotes that sharing of ideas and this idea of creating innovation through those unplanned conversations and collisions.
That's very cool. I'm very impressed with what you do, and you've been doing it for a while. So this is 10 years in now. So you've had a major effort, and I'm sure you're having a major impact. But also, along with impact comes challenges, and I'm kind of curious to know what are some of the challenges you face in your efforts at the NIC.
Yeah. I always like to think of challenges as opportunities. So if I trade out that word, you'll understand. But I think one thing that can be a challenge, also an opportunity, is that idea of awareness of what is a research park? What value does it provide to the university, to the city, to the state, to the region? And so I hope that we're helping fill that gap by telling the story. So this opportunity to speak with you today is obviously a great value to us, to let people know that there is such a thing as a research park or an innovation district, and that they are located all across the United States, all across the world. And they really are adding great economic value to universities, cities, states, regions, that sort of thing. And I think another challenge, maybe thinking a bit broader, is really the assets of the state of Nebraska. So again, thank you for the opportunity to share a bit of our story today. And I really hope that this piques your listeners' interest to learn more about Nebraska. Come visit us, come be part of the state, and also to really learn more about Nebraska Innovation Campus. And we'd be happy to host folks here and welcome them to share that story.
That's very cool. And I'm sure people would be delighted to take you up on that offer, as well as they'd learn a lot. Kind of curious about the element of the idea you have maybe 10 or 15 different categories of companies. How do you go about recruiting them? What do you do to bring them into your sphere of influence?
Sure, thank you. So our growing roster of partners here at Nebraska Innovation Campus includes both private businesses and University of Nebraska entities. So as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we currently have over 70 companies that are located here. And they're really a mix of startups, medium-sized companies, but also larger companies that all have a connection to the University of Nebraska. And that's actually one of the requirements to locate here on Innovation Campus. So for example, several of our companies need access to university or innovation campus talent or facilities. So they might be working with the Food Processing Center, the Greenhouse Innovation Center, perhaps a specific core facility that the university has. Maybe they need lab space and access to our Biotech Connector, which is currently the only wet lab incubator in the state of Nebraska. Or maybe in that ag tech focus, they're working with the Combine, which is our ag tech focused incubator located here on Innovation Campus. But really, they need a key resource for their growth, their development, or their success, and that might be found in talent or the facilities that we're able to offer. Other companies might be working with a specific faculty member or a group of students or a department to really help their business grow and flourish. So we're able to help navigate and facilitate that relationship between the company and the university, and then also hopefully provide a place for them to land and do that work. Our campus also offers a unique offering of amenities that often draws a lot of external interest. And so there are some events, programs, amenities, things that we can do here on the campus that you might not find in other real estate developments. And we're also really fortunate to work with several local and state economic development organizations, like the Nebraska Department of Economic Development, the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce, the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development, Invest Nebraska, Bio Nebraska, UNL Industry Relations, New Tech Ventures, the list could go on and on. I'm so grateful for the partners that we have in this state that we can work with to really encourage companies to consider Nebraska and Nebraska Innovation Campus as a location for their business. I think by working together, we're able to really create this complete package that highlights the why and how that Nebraska meets the needs of organizations for their desired growth and development. And so that's been a real value add as we consider companies that are interested in locating here. And the other thing is we work closely with university faculty, administration, staff, and students to identify and then strategically recruit companies that complement the university's initiatives and their research efforts. So again, that tie back to the university for our folks that locate here and really thinking about how do those opportunities that the companies might be offering, again, go towards that idea of creating a place where talent wants to be.
Along the idea of talent, most economic development organizations are struggling with that very issue as having talent for their workforce. Are companies locating in your facility to have access to talent? Is that something that
Yes, absolutely. We are 5 minutes from UNL's city campus and about 7 minutes from the university's east campus. So being able to be located so close to 25 plus thousand students is really a draw, especially for our private sector companies. They look at opportunities for being able to work with the university to create relationships and connections with certain departments and faculty members, and by doing so, really are able to connect in a meaningful way with students and be able to share with them the opportunities that those companies have. We have a lot of internships that are offered by our companies out here. So we see a lot of students that are able to have really unique opportunities to maybe work with a startup or a Fortune 50 company and do so being 5 minutes away from where they're going to class. I think that's really remarkable.
That is very outstanding. And then also, where would our listeners go to learn more about the NIC? Where would they find out?
Well, thank you for asking. Your listeners can learn more about NIC by visiting innovate.unl.edu. Our website has information and photos and videos that highlight the facilities that I've talked about today and also our partners that are here on the campus. Listeners can also find a virtual tour of the campus that does a deep dive into our makerspace, the conference center, biotech connector, and an office area that we have that has really flexible space for our growing companies. So again, I would encourage them to visit innovate.unl.edu.
Well, I noticed that the NIC is also engaged globally and through you with something called the Association of University Research Parks. What is that and what have you learned from participating in that group?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to give a shout out to AURP. So AURP is a global nonprofit membership organization that represents university-based research parks, innovation districts, technology hubs, and all of the entrepreneurial companies that support the growth and the development of those dynamic communities of innovation. So we have been a member of AURP since the research park started here in Nebraska. And AURP serves more than 700 research and science and tech parks and innovation districts in varied stages. So everything from folks that are just getting started to parks that have been around 50 plus years, and a variety of university, governmental, not-for-profit, and private organizations that are interested in the development and operation of research-related technology parks and programs. So it's really a comprehensive network of people and institutions and entities that are all really focused on the value of research parks all across the world. So AURP provides opportunities for or provides the opportunity, I guess you would say, for academia, research, and economic development leaders to all convene through a variety of programs, conferences, educational opportunities, and shared resources. For me, for someone who, honestly, when I started with Nebraska Innovation Campus in 2011, I didn't really even know what a research park was. We were a team of two at the time, and Dan Duncan, who was our founding executive director, we were, you know, forging forward on this plan that we really believed in. But it was so nice to have this great network of people and organizations that if you had a question, if you did have a challenge, could say, this is what we're facing. What have you experienced? And could get really honest and authentic feedback about whatever your question or your challenge might have been. So I've really found a trusted network of mentors and colleagues and folks that have become my friends to connect with regarding all aspects of being involved in building, running, maintaining a research park and an innovation ecosystem. And I'm really grateful that I can reach out with questions. I can take part in conferences. For us, that really is our professional development area, and meetings that really serve as valuable tools and have the opportunity to learn from other university-based research parks, innovation districts, and technology hubs. And then I also have the opportunity, kind of going back to that awareness piece, I also have the opportunity to share lessons that we've learned as part of our innovation campus journey right here in Nebraska. And so that's really a great opportunity as well. So if your listeners would be interested in learning more about AURP, they can visit AURP.net.
Okay, thank you for sharing how the university can collaborate with business and to create economic opportunity for both business and the university. We appreciate you taking the time today to talk with us and look forward to hosting you in the future at the Whitaker Report podcast.
Well, thank you again for the opportunity, Dean. I so enjoyed this, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.